This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
To Border, the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Voted on by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association. The award-winning Wendy's Big Show.
Let's get ready to rock. Let's get ready to go. Get set. Ready. Get up. Let's get it on with
the Wendy's Big Show.
Showtime, baby.
This is the Wendy's Big Show with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, former Badger and Packers running back Gary Ellerson, and the inventor of the Lambeau Leap, Leroy Butler.
Well, it's the Big Show. Yes, it's a big, bad show tonight.
Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh. The Sparky Pfeiffer, Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler, as you just heard. Packers get embarrassed 38-3. Kylan Hill had 5 carries. Aaron Jones had 5 carries. A.J. Dillon had 4 carries in the game. Aaron Jones had 2 catches in the game. So that would be a grand total of 7 touches for Aaron Jones in the game. Had you told me going into that game at 3:25, that a defensive line featuring Christian Ringo was going to shut down the Packers' rushing attack, I would have said, you're out of your mind. LaFleur's probably licking his chops to run the ball at him. And instead, because you can't keep yourself on the field and you're down 17-0 just like that, they essentially gave up running the football. But again, that defense, there was nobody on the defensive line, nobody. Papa Roach or whatever his name was, he was on the defensive line.
What you mean nobody?
Nobody.
That you know of.
Yes.
There's the generic.
I know about Christian Ringo.
There's the generic. You know Cam Jordan.
Meh.
What you mean meh?
Meh.
Well, Cam Jordan's been doing it for
come
a long
time.
Been there
Cam
for a long time.
Yeah.
Fine.
Okay, he worked your rookie.
Did you know Papa Roach was out there? Did you know Ringo Starr was out there? Did you know all these guys?
I got their albums.
Man, stop. Stop.
That's what you said.
You completely bailed on running the ball.
Because
you got
you ran the ball, you would have said, why didn't you take advantage of the secondary that was down?
But from the get-go.
That's true. You're right. It could have happened.
That's what he wanted to do.
But from the get-go, they were throwing the football from the get-go.
I had
Steve look at
first 7 plays, they threw twice.
Yeah.
Ran twice. They ran twice.
Sorry.
From the get-go. And they didn't seem right from the get-go. I mean, from the first 2 possessions, the clock was running down to 1 second. Rodgers is pointing at people and doing all this. And you just got to know, for me, I just think you got to know what you're dealing with. If you're dealing with a new offensive line, a new center, you're probably not all the way there yet, meaning that you don't have your timing down. You've already done yelled at the guy a couple times in practice already. So, you know, and it just felt like the timing was off a little bit with Josh Myers and with Rodgers. So I think they got to get the play in early, call the play, let these guys get set up, and go.
Yeah, what was disturbing to me in that last part of my tweet was some will get fixed and some won't. The 1-for-10 on third down will get fixed.
That was awful.
The 5-of-10, that's 50% by the Saints, I'm hoping the defense can do better than that because you're not going to the Super Bowl. That's because people, 50%. The Saints were 4-for-4 in the red zone. The Packers were 0-for-2. That'll get fixed. The Kevin King lollipop, I think you may want to keep an eye on that one.
Was repeatedly, so I don't know if that's fixable.
Hey, man, are you
it's
doing
like great? Nelson for the Badgers getting sucked in. Same thing. Same thing happened last year. Same thing's happening this year. They are who they are at this point. Or at least King.
It's like this, though. If I'm Corbin Burns, I won't hate her out there. Sometimes things
Let's not happen. Get into that, please.
But I'm just saying, sometimes things happen, and you know it's a reaction. We're not all going to agree. This country's always been 50% like, 50% hate. It's just the way it goes. So some of these plays ain't going to work. But some of the things, that's what the coach is trying to tell you. Guys, some things are fixable. Some not. Okay? Some not. And you got to figure out what's not. Not me as a coach, because I think I can fix everything. I do. Mm-hmm. You feel like you got to answer for everything. You don't talk radio. We got to answer for everything. That's why we do shows on Monday through Friday. We don't do a show on Sunday unless y'all do a post-game show. These guys got to go play. The coaches got to get them guys to understand, you know, okay, fine. We're going to lose 2 or 3 more games.
Yeah.
But it's just the way that you lose that's disappointing.
All right, what's your biggest gripe from yesterday in the Packer game? The Van Horn Direct toll-free talk line, 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Experience online car buying on your terms with Van Horn Direct. Fitness Steve in Plymouth, where I go to get my rental cars at Van Horn Automotive. What's going on, Fitness Steve?
Yay, Sparky. You and I have conversed. We text each other, and I've vented it enough last night. We texted each other last night.
What y'all be texting about?
We all used to work out together. Me, him, and Gary at the what's the name of that place?
You got Gary number two?
Wisconsin Athletic Club.
Yeah, Wisconsin Athletic Club.
Gary,
back when I was training for that marathon before I hurt myself and couldn't finish it.
Right.
Oh, okay.
The question, Sparky, I have no, you know, I respect you very much, Gary. I respect you. I want to point the question to Leroy. Leroy, because this is what happened. I made a phone. This is in August. I made a phone call to a source of mine in Detroit, and I wanted to know about Joe Barry. Told me some interesting things.
Yeah.
He checked on in Washington and found out. I'll tell you what he said later. But I'm really disturbed with Joe Barry. Basically, I got a call last night, and he said the same thing.
It's your same source?
Tiger and Leroy, the source said to me, yeah. A Tiger does not change his stripes. You're going to get what you're going to get. You're going to get a coach who coached the 32nd defense in the league, the 30th defense in the league, whatever number it was. It's the bottom, right at the bottom. He's not going to change. What happened, according to my sources, is that LaFleur and McVay are close friends. McVay would not make him Barry, a defensive coordinator. He made him a middle linebackers coach. That's how much he knew that he wasn't a DC coach. And, of course, management said, oh, well, Detroit was bad and Washington was bad and this is bad. It is what it is basically what the guy said to me. He's a bad coach. Aaron Rodgers is going to have to play almost a perfect game. Or it's going to be like 2011, 2012.
But see, Fitness Steve, I'm just going to interrupt you. Thanks for the call. This is where I'm going to stop. I don't like the he's a bad coach label. First of all, this is the thing. There are some guys that are great coordinators, aren't meant to be head coaches. Maybe there are some guys that are meant to be position coaches that aren't great when they get in the coordinator role, right? Can coach an offensive line with the best of them, but maybe not a great coordinator. Can be a great secondary coach, but maybe not meant to be a coordinator. Great defensive coordinator. He's had multiple chances as a head coach. Just hasn't worked out. Sometimes that's kind of what it is for whatever. I don't think Joe Barry's a bad coach. First of all, it's week one. So let's just give this some time to see how this plays out. I just saw Wade Phillips tweet out, great to see and hear fans back in football. Sad to see some defenses aren't. So there's Wade Phillips telling everybody, I'm still over here if y'all want somebody. You're damn right. I'm right here. Let me come help your defense. And I'd be good. That's who I wanted to begin with, not Joe Barry.
Oh, stop.
No, and I still do. But having said that, they need to give him a chance. I just don't know from a personnel standpoint how much better they can play. That's just it. Like, how much better can they play with him versus Pettine with the same personnel?
Well, again, it's about philosophy. I can't talk for some reason.
That's okay.
It's about philosophy. That it's different because it's a different voice, and you're gonna have to give these guys some room to make it work. Remember, Petty defense wasn't that great, but he made it work. But he was here for what, 3 years, and he had a chance to sign an extension, didn't do it. So, you know, some of these guys, these coaches, man, you don't need a lot of Pro Bowl players to have a pretty good defense. You just need guys to buy in. And it's going to take more than 3 or 4 weeks. Actually, it's been a whole offseason, to be honest with you. But they had a different offseason because of COVID. You couldn't see a lot of these guys. You had to just kind of talk to them until you get them into camp. And now you got to implement your program. Because I'm going to tell you something. Detroit ain't no easy out. They're going to probably put up some points. But you want to see something different to justify not bringing Pettit back. And I think it's too early to show that at this point. But again, it ain't Joe Barry's fault. If you gave him Kevin King back, or you gave him Za'Darius back, or Preston back, or all these guys, these are the guys that we went to 2 championships with. So they got the guys. We just got to give them a chance. Because I remember when Ray Rhodes left, it was a transition. Hank Buller left, it was a transition. And who benefited from that was Fred Shermer. But he got the Reggie Whites and he got me at my prime. So we got to wait to what Gerald Barry wants to do and see what happens. Because I'll be very honest with you. If he's in that room with the Rams, he's seeing good defensive play because they were in the top 3 defenses. So to bring him here, I don't mind you having
you have no Aaron Donald. You have no Jalen Ramsey. I mean, yeah. You can go through that defense and good as Kenny Clark is, he's not Aaron Donald.
That dude can wreck an
offensive line. And you don't have that dude that can wreck an offensive line for this defense.
Yeah, but that defense ain't won a doggone thing.
No, right? But the way the style of defense you play, somewhat, you rely on pressure from the defensive line. You got nobody on this defensive line that can get
Aaron
pressure.
Aaron Donald watched last year why Dominican Sue went to Super Bowl.
Well, no, he came to Lambeau Field and got his tail whooped.
That too.
That's what happened.
That too. So my thing is, I'm going to wait and see.
Right.
I'm a little bit more patient than the fans.
Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. It is the Wendy's Big Show. Jared Radcliffe from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel just tweeted this out, and I think it's very appropriate. Just remember, the 97-98 Last Dance Chicago Bulls, they lost their first game too. Hashtag Packers.
We need to stop all this last dance stuff. Let's just win some games.
Aaron and Devontae thought they were funny. Now it's going to hang on them the rest of the year, I can guarantee you.
They win the Super Bowl, they won.
Then they win. And then if they both leave, then they really win, right?
Wisconsin-wide, the Big Show Radio Network.
Turnovers, penalties, lack of execution, can't get off the grass on defense. I think there was, before that 2-minute drive, we had 12 plays on offense. They're up 17-0, and we go down and you're feeling good getting 3 points to make it a 2-possession game. And then you start out the second half, you move the ball and you get down there and, you know, we have the turnover.
It is Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh. You could hear and see if you were watching the video of Matt LaFleur in that presser, just beyond probably upset and frustrated at this point with how that Packers team looked yesterday. And I'm sure you are feeling the same way. So let's talk. Van Horn Direct toll-free talk line, 855-830-8648. Experience online car buying on your terms with Van Horn Direct. Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, and Bob in Pennsylvania listening on the Odyssey app. You can download it too, AUDACY. What's up, Bob? Bob, are you there, buddy?
Robert.
Bob.
Put Bob on hold. Steve.
I
Come
feel
on.
Like Bob is there.
It
maybe he.
Like it.
Maybe Bob put us on hold. He's been on hold for a while.
No,
so
he probably hit his phone on mute. No.
He's so talking right now. I want to go back to something else.
Go ahead, Steve.
So this whole LaFleur, I'm embarrassed. We weren't prepared. Da-da-da-da-da.
He said that?
Yeah.
He said we weren't
prepared. Correct. Yeah, he did a bad job of preparing them.
I like that kind of accountability.
I think it's crap. So this is what I want to know. And this is where I'm going with this. Do you believe, I mean, because you guys have both been in situations, do you believe as a player that it really is on the coaches when you lose a game that they simply had a bad game plan? Or do you believe a lot of times when coaches say that it's covering for their players, Gary?
The head coach has to have the pulse of the team. And 9 times out of 10, they do. Now, they're not in the locker room, but they see everything on practice, you know, and what guys are doing. And they, and sometimes to be a coach is also you have to be a psychiatrist too.
Yep. No doubt. Mm-hmm.
In order to have sure. – just I'm going to just keep it straight 100.
Look at the great coaches. Phil Jackson, great psychologist.
I'm going to keep it straight 100.
Parcells?
The Green Bay Packers are dealing with more than just on-the-field stuff. They're dealing with a lot of off-the-field stuff as well. And this whole offseason played out like something that they had never dealt with before with the whole Rodgers stuff. And then Rodgers doesn't know whether he wants to come in and play or not. And then just the other day, LaFleur was putting out a fire with Za'Darius Smith not being a captain. That just happened like 2 or 3 days ago. Mm-hmm. So they had a lot of stuff going on. And maybe Matt didn't have the pulse of the team regarding stuff in and around what the guys may be feeling inside the locker room. And sometimes you've got to have your pulse. Now, Leroy talks about, and we never had this, but we kind of did but didn't, but Leroy talks about a council where you have a group of players that get together and they report back to the coach.
Yeah, the committee.
And I don't know if they have that in Green Bay.
They do. The veteran committee, yeah.
But
is that different from their captain?
Yeah. So Jones is a part of that veteran committee that went to LaFleur and asked about talking the young guys. That was before the captains were even announced.
Gary's right about this.
So they failed that. Then they failed because Za'Darius Smith should have been a captain.
That's a fact.
If you had a council, those guys should have rectified that.
All facts.
Right up front with Matt LaFleur. There's no way we're going to go out on this field and this guy don't have a C on his chest. We're not doing that. I don't know how you make it work, but make it work. I guess we got to have 8. I don't know. So you had that going on. Mm-hmm. I was watching First Take this morning only because they had Michael Irvin. He's like my favorite guy.
I thought I was your favorite.
Well, everybody's from Florida, so we're all good. And Irv said, listen, there's no way that Rodgers can have all this smoke around him this whole offseason and come out and play like that. He goes, now, I had a lot of smoke around me all the time. He goes, but I live like that.
Figuratively and literally.
Yeah, he lived.
He goes, I live like that.
He bought that life.
Yes. That's what he say that. He just said, I live like that. Yeah. He goes, I live like that. Yeah. He goes, when you're doing all that, you gotta come out. You gotta come out and perform. You just gotta. He goes, now I'm not gonna jump all over the guy, just one game, but we gotta see better than that come Monday night. And I think that's what everybody's looking at. Like, maybe this is just a thing. It just happened. Maybe they can get it together. They play 17 games this year, folks.
Yeah, I'm a huge believer in Matt LaFleur, man. The guy just everything about him I like. And I think his approach is, you're a grown man. You know the stove is hot. It's red. So if you touch it, when you get burned, don't come crying to me. But I got to go back to something. Are we exactly sure that they have a committee and captains?
Yes.
That's 100% sure.
Yeah, because because the veteran committee thing happened before they named captains.
I understand that.
Now, maybe it changes. Maybe once the captains are announced, maybe they become the veteran committee going forward. But in training camp, they had their vet committee that Jones was a part of and went to LaFleur and asked about, could we talk to the rookies about our expectations for them this year?
So they have a House and a Senate.
Right? It appears so.
And they have to get along for the people. It ain't gonna work. Right? It ain't gonna work. Unless you get rid of the filibuster. It ain't gonna work. So, the captain should be the committee. We should know the captains last year, and that's what Gary's saying, the mind, it can bother people. Because if I'm Za'Darius Smith, I'm going to feel a type of a way.
We're going to have Ryan Wood on tomorrow in this hour, so we'll ask Ryan Wood about the same thing.
I just am. I'm just going to be like, y'all don't think I can lead? So this kind of stuff, Gary's saying, the committee should put all these fires out so we want to talk about it. Because you know when we bring up this stuff when they lose. If they win, we wouldn't bring it up. But I disagree. I think me and Gary would still be talking about off the field focus. I talk about mental health all the time. I used to go talk to the psychologist.
And it's real.
One of the best games I ever had, Gary. I picked one off went 90 yards against San Diego. Terrell Fletcher was the running back. Shout out to
Terrell. Badger.
That's my guy.
41.
Took her to the house, 90 yards, had a great game, great game. I'm in her office before she gets there. She said, what are you doing? But I said, I'm only supposed to come when we lose? She said, that's what I was thinking. That's when most guys come. I said, no. I want you help me deal with success as well as defeat. She said, oh, okay. So when we get into the committee, if it's a problem, we went to Holmgren. Whatever we can. He said, did y'all vote on it? Yes, sir. He gave it to us. Didn't even think about it. So if we had came to coach and said, you know what? Desmond Howard need to be a captain. I know you chose Pryor's. He need to be a captain. Well, he's a captain. Have a nice day. I'm not saying LaFleur may approach it like that, but the committees take the smoke away from the coach. The guys voted on it. Let me look at it. Okay, fine. Because he's like the president, you know, because they're like Congress, obviously. For me to sign it into law, I got to think, I know some people may be upset, but this is the right thing to do. So LaFleur is probably getting some of that now, saying, you know what, maybe I should have did this differently. In the red zone, I'm going to be a better team in the red zone. He said that. He understands, and he wants that. He will 0 for 2. So he's running it back right now. What can I do better? Okay, when I see that their best pass rusher, Cam Jordan, is on my rookie, hey, man, timeout. Just, okay, we're going to get you some help because I want to run this particular play, or we're going to run the ball, we're going to run a screen. Just push him upfield. We're going to throw a middle screen right there. That's what we're going to do, because every team is going to do that on Royce Newman. Every team is going to do this. It's a copycat league, right, Gary?
Absolutely.
Everything we did at Muskego, Gary, I mean, Steve, the team next week used to try to run the same thing. They couldn't do it as better as Gary did, but they tried. I said, they copycat down this far? I know the pros do. Detroit's looking at that film saying, you know what? Jameis Winston put up 38 points. You were a Super Bowl quarterback, Jared Goff. You can do the same.
Well, and
he better not.
And
I'm just telling what they're telling him.
I'm showing you better not.
And we taking a shot at 20. Deep.
Oh, at preach, some point, man. You ain't doing nothing game. But
right.
Preach.
That's the same quarterback. Thing. But I'm going to tell you guys real quick. For all the fans that are listening to us all over the state, don't get all freaked out when they say they call in the plays. That happens all the time.
Everywhere.
All the time. Guess what? We run it anyway. That's what they do. By position and formation, you run just about the same stuff all the time. They call the play, Steve, all the time. I know it's coming. It's coming right here. I know it. I'm on the coach calling it because that's what I do. Everybody knows the plays. It happens all the time. When your kids grow up, maybe you'll see it more in college if they happen to play in college. This pitcher throws the same pitch at the same time in
it's
this count
pitch.
All the time. Well, let's say 90% of the time. You know it's coming. Call it. But what you got to do, you got to be able to hit it.
You got to hit it.
Know it's coming, but you got to hit it.
Yep.
That's just people doing their homework. So I just said, fans, don't get enamored with, oh, they know what the plays is. They were calling the plays out. It happens all the time. That's our job. That's film study. That's what we do.
All right, let's go to Chris in Brookfield. You're next on the Wendy's Big Show with the two former Packers, Gary Ellerson and Leroy Butler.
Hey, guys. Hey, there's 16 more games to go. I'm not
absolutely
worried about it. But I think this whole demise of yesterday is nothing but the coaching staff's fault. You got a new defensive coordinator. You can't judge him on one game. But here you have none of the players playing in the preseason, learning the scheme, at least play a quarter and a half. Offense, you got a rookie center. You got guards and tackles vying for positions. But not once did you say, okay, you're going to be with our starting crew, and we're going to go against competition other than each other in practice. 2 years ago, the starters didn't play. Last year, they didn't play. But they all had basically the same offensive line, the same defensive scheme. They knew that. This is all new to them, a new offensive line, a new defensive scheme, pretty much based on last year's, I would say, but with a few more wrinkles in it because if it's a new coordinator – but they had no game action, no preseason action. So to put them out there against a team that played their starters all through in preseason, you got Tampa Bay who played all their starters because they want to keep going and keep gelling, and you got a coaching staff that decided not to do it. I blame this all on the coaching staff and being ill-prepared. I mean, when New Orleans came out with that defensive backfield where they're like going, you ain't throwing nothing, and they didn't really try that much underneath. There was no quick slants. It just seemed the whole game they were off. They were under pressure because they had a completely different offensive line that never went up against any true game action other than themselves.
That's correct. That's exactly what it was. Thanks for the call, Chris.
I don't mind him saying that about the coaches because I believe in this. The staff, so, but you know me, I'm a loyal person. I don't like to, when they were scoring 31 points a game, yeah, I'm all for it, but you scoring three, I'm not going to bail now. I just want them to fix the wants. Some problems ain't going to be fixed because you are what you are. You're through training camp. You're a rookie, but you're not going to be a rookie anymore. So you just got to go. But not many guys are playing two rookies on their starting five down there.
I want to talk about action because that was one word that was used after the game by a lot of Packer fans, and we'll talk about it after this break.
What word?
About pre-snap action, that they weren't doing none of what they were doing last year. Like, you barely saw as much movement pre-snap to the eye candy or whatever you want to call it for the defense.
Yeah,
you didn't see a lot of that in this game, according to a lot of Packer fans. Gary, tell us all about your alma mater, the football team.
Your life is full, but you have this feeling you were meant for more. Well, if you could finish your bachelor's degree while working and managing your busy life, folks, I did just that while working here. With UW-Madison Online, you can find a path to a brighter future. Through a fully online program, Leroy. We'll be there to help you every step of the way. Don't settle for less when you're meant for more. Learn more at online.wisc.edu.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You're listening to the Big Show Radio Network.
It's a long season in the National Football League, 17-game season. So whether you lose the game 38-3 or 38-37, it's all the same, and you got to bounce back.
I don't agree with you, Matt LaFleur. Do not agree. Never played a game professional football in my life. But you are going to have a hard time selling me on losing a close game is the same as getting dominated the way that you did yesterday. Especially when it's the first game of the season. Maybe players feel that way. Baseball, we talked about this last night on the Green Gold postgame show presented by Lakeland University, Gary and I. Oh, baseball, okay, maybe, because you play a game right away the next day. But when you have a game a week apart from each other, and you work all offseason to get to the start of the season and start that first game, and here we go, and we're talking about Super Bowl and this and that and Last Dance and Rodgers may or may not be here, and we don't know what's going on with Devontae Adams, all this, but hey, we're going to go out there and put up a great year. And you get embarrassed like that by that team? To me, I There's just no way that can feel the same, Gary.
I think it does, only because it's early in the year. I mean, you got 16 more games to play. This one game should not define our season. We could still got a chance to ship here. So now if you're talking game, 14 or 15 maybe, and you're trying to get into the playoffs and you got something on the line, not much is really on the line in this first game. I mean, I would get down with that initial statement right now. They can come back and they can rally from this. I mean, we all know that the Green Bay Packers is a better football team than this. I mean, they can play better than this.
Agreed.
Yeah, so I don't think it hurts them.
I think that once the NFC game, if you ever get close, but I got 17 games, it's going to linger longer because it's a Monday night game.
Mm.
So you got to sit through the Sunday, so you got to keep talking about it. But Holmgren used to say, who was fantastic, was about getting this team frame of mind right. We wouldn't even look at this film. He said, I see y'all. We used to give them off on Wednesday.
Yeah,
or Tuesday.
Come on back.
Like losses like this. Mm-hmm. Hey, man, I'll go work out. I'll see y'all Wednesday morning at 9 o'clock. When you get it at 9 o'clock, when you swipe that key card, when it turns green, I need you focused on Detroit. I do. I don't need you to think, oh, I played bad. Because I need you to move forward. So the Kevin King to the world, he got to let this go. I mean.
Until it happens to him next week.
Well, we don't talk like that in the locker room.
I know that. I'm just being sarcastic as a fan.
I know. And it's okay. But we didn't have social media. But I would suggest to the guys to just not even really read the comments.
Not be on it at all.
Yeah, but sometimes it's your job because they got to do a lot of interviews and stuff like that, and people try to reach out to you for multi-million-dollar deals.
Ryan Braun was never on.
You know, and I disagree with Lamar a little bit in this one and throw the tape away. I'm good with throwing the tape away, but the problem with throwing this tape away is you never played in preseason with any of these guys. This is the first time a lot of these guys are playing together. I think they need to see it. They have no idea what the right hand or the left hand is doing. It's just so early. Had they played some preseason games together, I'm throwing the tape away. But this will be their first time, I think, this will be their, especially this offensive line, all together. This will be their first time ever looking at film of them all together.
So you advocate for them to play in preseason?
I'm not advocating for that.
No, you're saying
watch the film.
No, I'm just asking now. Did you want them to play preseason?
It didn't matter with me one way or another. That's why I said we went from I played for a coach who just killed us during preseason, right?
Yeah.
You couldn't even walk when the first game got there, right?
Yeah.
Then now you where you are today, where most teams don't play their guys.
So which one are you though?
Well, I would rather not play if you can avoid it.
It was brought up to Matt LaFleur after the game about not playing in preseason.
Certainly, I think you question every decision you make when you put a performance like that out there. You know, we haven't had too many of those. I think offensively a couple years ago, week one, Chicago was one that comes to mind, but our defense absolutely dominated and we stayed in the ball game. And today, when you get both sides of the ball that are doing that, you get your ass whipped 38-3.
That's exactly what happened. And I promise you, if Jordan Love is the starting quarterback next year, he's playing in the preseason. The Hall of Fame quarterback may not have to play, but the kid's going to have to play.
They didn't even play Eric Stoltz.
Well, I don't even know what that was about.
If you're saying that,
agreed.
He should have been playing. It's
crystal clear to me. I would not play my starters in preseason.
I understand. All right,
what you think? See, you think they should play preseason or not play?
I always have. But
okay, good.
But I'm not saying playing whole games. But I'm saying playing a quarter.
Like Brady and them played a few games.
Yes, Mahomes played in the preseason with Kansas City.
Mahomes, come on.
Right, but he doesn't need to play. He played that last preseason game. It was horrible. Didn't look good at all. But now he comes out here. They didn't look good again. But they rallied back and still won the football game at the end of the day for Kansas City. I'm fine. I get what you're saying. Yeah. I'm a scaredy cat when it comes to getting guys hurt.
No, it's okay.
That's why
I like that you're still there, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Playing whole games or anything like that.
It's okay.
Bob in Milwaukee, you're next on the Wendy's Big Show with the two former Packers, Gary Ellerson and Leroy Butler.
Sorry, fellas, I got a mouthful of peanuts. I've got a traffic alert for you.
All right.
I'm heading up to Costco in Grafton, and if anybody's heading up there, get off on Brown Deer Road because it's a parking lot.
Ooh.
I don't know what's going on.
Good job, Bob. Thanks for helping everybody out. Yeah. Good job.
Yeah. Anyway, I want to give you some perspective before I give you my comment.
All right.
I was at the greatest game I've ever been to as a Packer fan in 1965 the week, I'm sorry, 1967, the week before the Ice Bowl. The Green Bay Packers hosted the Los Angeles Rams at County Stadium and beat the Rams 28-7. Week later, it drops to whatever, 15 below. In 1965, I got Travis Williams' autograph after he turned two kickoffs for touchdowns, deking Lou Groza, which was still the greatest, like, optic I ever had, because yeah. I had, like, the... We sat in the end zone, top row of Old County Stadium, because my dad was a sports writer, and that's his favorite seat. He wanted to sit in the top row. As a result, he was friends with Lee Remmel, and I got the top row, row 60, section 137 in Lambeau, and I split the uprights. Here's what I'm worried about after all these years is a malaise. Now, you talk about the 80s and all that downturn, but there's so much negativity right now. I'm so worried. I mean, everything is Rodgers' last dance, last time. There's so much. It's not football. It's all my children. It's sands through the hourglass. I'm just wondering if fans are just going to, like, all of a sudden, and I got the Packers season ticket. I'm going to Pittsburgh and Philly. But I'm just wondering, and I'm worried about, like, sliding right now into that malaise again. That's all I wanted to say, fellas.
I don't think we're going to slide into a malaise anytime soon.
What is a malaise?
Like the 80s and the 70s.
Yeah, where you're just kind of that 500 team or a little under 500. It's just year in, year out, and you can't figure out how to get out of it.
Oh, that's what
See the Detroit mean? Lions. They've been the same organization for years.
They've been malaising for a long time.
Bengals, they've been malaising for a while, too. Looks like they're getting out of it, though, with Joe Burrow possibly in Chase. But, having said that, the reason I don't think it's going to happen is, A, Rodgers isn't going to go out with a crappy year. Like, I don't think that's going to happen. So I think he'll figure this out one way or the other. And then you'll have the newness of Jordan Love. And speaking of that, the Robert Leroy tweets at Big Show Network. He says this: the quarterback passing on passes underneath and the lack of a run game is my biggest gripe. I can't wait for Jordan Love Tuesdays on the Pat McAfee show later this season. I don't think
he'll tomorrow will be interesting.
Oh, yeah.
With him and Pat.
He's the first one to say that he played bad. But I'm going to tell you something. He threw a ball to 17 that only he can make. It was a beautiful throw, man. Yeah. And the catch that Devontae made was just phenomenal. I said, that's the play that's going to kickstart the offense. Because remember now, this offense last year was 31 points a game, led the league. But they also had Corey Lindsay and he had one of the best offensive lines. He's only sacked, only a few times. But the 1-for-10 on third down is very concerning.
All right, let's go 1-for-10. Jordan Love got the one third down. It wasn't even Rodgers. Rodgers didn't make a third down the whole game. Michael, north side of Milwaukee, you are next on the Wendy's Big Show. What's going on, Michael?
Hey, guys, how you doing?
What's up, my bro?
I called in earlier and I told Sparky, not Sparky, but Bart. I told Bart earlier today that seemed like the front office, like they do what they know, but they don't know what they're doing because, Rodgers is going to come back. I mean, that game yesterday, that's not Aaron Rodgers, but the way that they kept the ball, they didn't do anything. They still got Dean Lowry and Kiki up front, and those guys, two championship games in a row, they just can't get off the field because they're not stout against the run. And they just haven't put anybody in there that's different. They got the same guys. This game that Kevin King had yesterday, that's the second game in a row that he just got smoked. He got smoked in the championship game, and then the very next time that he touches the field, he gets smoked again. I realize that they drafted this rookie, then put him back there. He can't do any worse than what – he can't get beat any worse than King did. So – I think that the front office really, really needs, because a house divided against itself can't stand. Is that right, Leroy?
That's right.
A house divided can't stand. And these guys, they're so worried about Aaron that they didn't address the two biggest issues that they have. That's to stop the run and Kevin King. That's all I got to say.
All right. Thanks for the call.
They gave up 171 yards rushing. Remember they gave up 170-something against the Texans? Remember that?
Texas,
you're thinking, well, that was Joe Barry's first game. But it just, if you're going to give up 171 yards, man, it's going to be a long year because the time of possession was like 38 to 25 or something like that.
They did play base a little bit more.
I was happy about that. And actually, that's when they actually stopped some of the interior runs.
They did play base a little more.
So I was excited about that, but I'm not too thrilled about the inside linebacker position.
But you're excited about Neumel.
Neumel Medical Center because they're problem solvers. And that's what you're looking for when you're talking to your team. How can I solve problems for you? What can I help you with? I mean, what's really bothering you that when you come in here, we're going to just sit down and talk like men and just try to fix it? There's no judgment. Matter of fact, I've gone through some of the same things. And I think sometimes we feel better when you know that, you know, maybe I'm not the only one that has, you know, low T. You know, it's other guys that suffer from it. But how many guys act on it and fix it? How many guys really say to themselves, maybe I need to lose a few, okay? Or, you know, maybe I'm not where I want to be in the bedroom. But who do I tell? Leroy talks about this company all the time. I hear him talk, and I just roll my eyes. But I'm the one that he's talking about. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to like them on Facebook, and I'm going to give them a call just to get rid of the anxiety to make sure nothing is wrong. Because there's guys we have to change about going to the doctor. But this is different. This is going to a doctor and talking to a friend that you trust and can help you with no judgment. That number is 414-441-1771. It's 414-441-1771. Neumel Medical Center. Tell them Leroy Butler sent you.
Border to Border, the Big Show Radio Network.
Third down for Green Bay, aired out down the middle. Pass is picked, intercepted by Marcus Williams. Second interception by Rodgers, and Williams still moving down inside the 20 and out of bounds near the 15, maybe the 10.
Highlight courtesy of Joe Buck on Fox. Packers get embarrassed by the New Orleans Saints yesterday, letting you vent. Want to know what your biggest gripe was of that game. Roscoe in New Berlin, you're next on the Wendy's Big Show with Gary Ellerson and Leroy Butler.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Man, you know what? I actually don't mind how they lost yesterday. If it's the worst thing to say, I mean, if they're going to get embarrassed might be the best thing for this team. I mean, to lose the way they did yesterday and look that bad, I don't mind it. I mean, it's either going to give a kick in the butt to Aaron and the team, or, like, it's going to be on to the next one. Because he looked disinterested and not in that game. And there's more than that. So, I mean, line looked terrible. The defensive line looked terrible. And it's not like Jameis Winston, like, lit us up. I mean, dude had 148 yards and 5 touchdowns. It's the least amount of yards with 5 touchdowns in the history of the NFL.
He had under 100 yards in the beginning of the fourth quarter. He was still at 90-some yards, Roscoe. Thanks for the call.
Everybody's efficient.
Yep. Rise, shine, and dine, baby. For just $1.99 right now at Wendy's, you can get a sausage or bacon, egg, and Swiss croissant for just $1.99. So run. Don't walk to Wendy's in the morning. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's. Limited time only. Price of participation may vary. All right, coming up next hour, more of your calls. Ed on the south side of Milwaukee will lead us off. Dial it up now, the Van Horn Direct toll-free talk line, 855-830-8648.
Wisconsin-wide, the Big Show Radio Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details.
Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.